All on. Okay. All right, good. New rule, green lights. Council of the Whole, Parks and Human Services is underway. Council members Margeson, Padier, Bernie, and Fields, and Chair Myers are all here. And the first item to start with is the 2019-2020 Human Services Funding Recommendations.
Green. All right. So this is just kind of a heads up that we will be coming to the council on October 9th study session with human services funding recommendations. And the plan is that we would provide a brief overview of the impact of the increase in funding from last cycle and some data around that as requested before. And then have the Human Services Commission review the process for how they chose who they were going to fund and the criteria that they used to develop the recommendations, and also talk about any areas of new or increased investments. So that's the plan for how we will present on the study session on October 9th, and we were just wondering if that sounds amenable to council members or if there are any changes or other requests.
Any questions, comments, Ms. Bernie?
Do you know when we'll get the packet on that to review what has been recommended?
Whenever the deadline is.
So it'll be the normal Friday deadline for that?
Unless we can get it earlier. Okay. They're still in the process of reviewing applications and deciding funding level recommendations.
Okay. I just think with the newer council members, the sooner the better, so we
okay.
can take a look at it.
Got
Thank
it.
You.
Mr. Fields.
So we get the budget October 2nd. So there'll be a placeholder in that budget for this amount?
I believe so. Yes.
Can you tell us what the amount is recommended for this coming biennium?
It's roughly $1.2 million for human services, or for 2019, so it would be double that, $2.4 million.
I see. Thank you.
So just to clarify the question, or clarify your answer.
Uh-huh.
All right. You will have an estimate of the amount on when the mayor presents the October 2nd budget, and then the details will come the following week in a study session.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Second item, the 2019 Community Development Block Grant Allocation. And that's again, Alaric.
It's me again. And so this is the proposed allocation of Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, funds for 2019. We're required to report this to the county by mid-October. So what we are proposing, as we've done in the past, is that the three kind of chunks of money, which are divided into administration and public services and then capital dollars, that we allocate the capital dollars to ARCH, as we normally do. The public funding, public service dollars that we would allocate for Eastside Winter Shelter services, as we have in the past, and the other portion would be for planning administration to cover some of the cost of administering these funds. So the amounts are in your memo. These are the estimated amounts based on this year, 2018's actual amounts. We won't know the actual amounts until for 2019 until probably July of 2019. And the plan, if we get more or less, is to increase or reduce the amounts for these three kind of buckets proportionately.
Ms. Bernie.
Is there any chance that these funds will totally, they're federal dollars, correct?
Correct.
So is there any chance that the money will completely go away, or is that, is this in the current budget, or is it a budget that is yet to be passed, or
yet to be passed?
Okay.
I suppose there's always a chance that it could go away completely. We really don't know until we get the federal budget.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Mr. Fields.
Can you describe the notification for the public hearing a little bit on how that was done and how people were reached and how many responded?
So every year we're required to do a public hearing on the proposed allocations, and public notice the standard number of days. I believe it's 21 days before, so whatever that timeline is. So we publish an announcement in the Seattle Times, and then we held the public hearing in conjunction with our normal Human Services Commission meeting on July 23rd. And this year there was no public comment about the proposed allocations.
Were there any people from the public present?
Not to comment on this particular item.
Any other questions? So it appears that roughly 20% each is for administration and the programs, and about 60% roughly is to go to ARCH.
Correct.
Thank you. Now we'll move to Carolyn for their community centers update.
Good afternoon, City Council. I'm here to give you a brief update on the Redmond's Community Centers project. As you know, that we've been working on a planning project to think about what the priorities are for our various community centers in Redmond since 2016. And in April 2017, our stakeholder group came to you with a set of recommendations based on all of the public engagement we did over the previous 6 months between 2016 and 2017. And those recommendations included the need for an aquatics facility, enhanced recreation facilities such as a gymnasium and fitness rooms, a flexible cultural arts space, and classrooms that can serve multiple purposes such as meetings and active recreation throughout the city. So since April 2017, I've continued to engage the stakeholder group, which, as you know, includes several commissioners, a couple of city council members, and representatives from throughout the community that represent different interests, from aquatics to recreation to arts and so forth. So during that time period, we've been using our time together to think about where we would like to site different types of facilities. And we've also been touring pools, which some of you have also attended those tours. Our next meeting is on September 19th, and this one will be a more thorough meeting with a hefty agenda here. Some of the things we'll be talking about are the status of our regional partnership with King County, Kirkland, and Bellevue on aquatics, and King County will come present on the status of that project. We'll also have a presentation by the current executive director of WAVE about the operations of the pool, some data about usership, and also their interest in partnering with the city. We'll be reporting on the findings of an energy audit by McKinstry through the state energy contracting process related to the Redmond pool. So that will be a significant part of the meeting, and we'll give a short update on the facility's strategic management plan and the budget process. And all of that is in preparation for a study session with you the following week on September 25th, where we will review in detail the status of the Redmond pool audit and also have some updates on the regional partnership and options for us to consider with the pool as we move into the budget process. And with that, I am open to any questions you have about the process.
Any questions? Ms. Poitier.
So I'm going to be optimistic. Are we going to have some funds earmarked for the budget for the biennium for this project?
For the general community centers project?
Yeah.
We have some proposals in the capital budget for various aspects of the community centers project with a priority of for the pool.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Patterson.
Which one to use? I note that you say staff will present. Will stakeholders attend the meeting? Are they invited to attend the meeting? So if we have questions for them?
The study session?
Yeah, the study session.
We hadn't invited them at this point. The primary part of the update will be about the energy audit of the pool, and we'll have a consultant with us from McKinstry. Okay. We won't have too many options coming forward from the stakeholder group, but more just Rachel and I can walk you through what we think some of the options we could consider are moving forward into budget process.
Okay, so it's mostly going to be a sort of a review of our current pool.
And yes.
And some options.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any more questions? Well, thank you. Oh, Mr. Fields.
I guess the only question I have is why? I mean, why is it more important to look back than it is to look forward, especially if you're going to have budget recommendations for the future? I mean, it seems to me like the emphasis of the study session should be include more about what the options are as opposed to what the energy audit is on a old swimming pool.
Oh, yes, I can explain that better. The energy audit sounds like maybe it doesn't. The name of the project doesn't sound as thorough as it actually is. So McKinstry, first of all, was part of our facilities strategic management team. So they did do a high-level audit of all the facilities at the pool, all the different elements, mechanical, electrical, plumbing, structural, seismic, and all of it. And then we brought them forward on this energy contract to look at what can be done using that contracting method, because it is a very efficient way to use our capital dollars. So what they will bring forward is their recommendations on what we can improve on the pool using that contracting method. And there are a few things that are outside of that kind of contracting method that we could use a different contracting method for if we choose to renovate the pool. So it's really looking forward about how we can make some renovations to the pool if that's what we choose to do.
As one of the options. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Thank you. And back to Carolyn for the final item.
Yes.
Next final item.
Thank you. So I hope you're all excited for the Downtown Park grand opening on September 15th, and I handed you a little invitation, but if you'd like more, I have a few here that you can take with you. And I wanted to spend a little bit of time with you today just to remind you about the importance of the grand opening event as a great time to celebrate the end of construction in downtown for the city's infrastructure projects, as a way to invite people to our first urban park, which is really a great placemaking project that the city has endeavored on, and as a really interesting park where the community in our master planning process said they wanted a place for the neighborhood to go and have a place for respite, they wanted a place for children to play, and they wanted a place for the community to come and participate in community events. And so the emphasis of our grand opening event is to provide an opportunity for people to tour through the park and really experience all that it has to offer. And in the memo, we have a detailed itinerary of everything that's happening on the day of the grand opening, as well as some information that you might get questions about related to road closures and parking. So we do plan to close Cleveland Street, and it will be accessible for right-hand turn in and out traffic for residents only. And we'll have that monitored by our police officers. And we will have parking at the Sky Painting parking lot at the corner of Bear Creek Parkway and Leary Way and at Redmond Town Center. And there's also accessible parking on Redmond Way for those in need of that. So we'll be sending some communications through to the neighborhood. We have our downtown email list that Jill Smith helps manage. And we also have several social media posts and newsletters going out about that. And related to the event timeline, as you know, Redmond is conducting a scavenger hunt earlier in the day, but our official grand opening city ceremonies begin at 5 o'clock with a ribbon cutting, in which I hope all of you will participate in. And there's a speaker list there with the mayor, Council President Angela Burney, Representative Joan McBride, and Mrs. Andy Hill. So we'll be gathering around the pavilion, and we'll have the ribbon cutting on the pavilion. And immediately after that, we'll go into the community picnic. So you can bring your dinner with you, or you can pre-order your dinner through several of our restaurant partners in downtown. And we'll also have some snacks on site as well. And right after, towards the end of dinner, around 6:30, 6:45, our performance will begin with Lucianeer and her theatrical wonders. So there's a detailed itinerary of all her acts there. And at the end of the evening, we'll have a digital art installation by our artist-in-residence, Maya Petrick. So with that, if you have any questions about your role or the event or questions you're hearing from the community, I'm happy to help you out.
I had heard something about there might be another role for the council, either as a tent or other public content or contact. Is the ribbon cutting the only thing that council members are officially involved with?
That's the only thing that we had planned. We will have a city tent there, and if you would like to more visibility to communicate with people, I'm sure we could find a place for you.
Mr. Carson.
So I had a quick question about so we're going to close 161st. Are we looking at using that little strip that we own currently to park anybody, or?
No.
Will it be activated in any way?
No, we. I believe that construction was in the process of reseeding that property, but I will double check on that. But we are not planning to use that property.
Okay. Thanks.
Mr. Fields.
What kind of dance?
Dance?
Yeah, it says dance lessons. What kind of dance lessons?
Oh, well, Lucia tends to be a bit more on the classic side, but it's usually pretty fun and engaging. So
okay. So Lindy Hop, swing, salsa, you're
I
not sure.
Don't have a precise answer for you on that.
That's fine. I was just curious. The real question, though, is 3,000 to 5,000 people would be great, but I'm just curious how you arrived at that estimated. Is that based on other events that we've done, or...?
Yes. So Lucia was our artist in residence in 2014, 2015, and also she did a series of performances at Downtown Park in 2012. So it's based on the draw that we've seen at those events, and we also anticipate it through the interest so far in social media and so forth that it's probably going to be this a similar sized event to So Bizarre, which over the course of the night we see about that Great. Many people.
Very cool. Thanks.
Ms. Padier.
First of all, thank you for all your hard work on this. Both me and Angela Bernie, I think Mr. Marston too, are on Parks and Trails and have spent many years waiting for this to happen. So thank you. Mm-hmm. And then my other question was about parking, because I know people have been asking, can they really park at the town center? Will they be ticketed or towed?
No, we have an agreement with Redmond
agreement.
Town
okay.
Center, yes.
So we might want to make sure people know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's what we do for all of our big events. We make sure that we...
Makes sense. Yep. Okay, thank mm-hmm. you.
Ms. Anderson.
I have three questions for you. Mm-hmm. What color is the ribbon? second is, will there be any standard blocks of text or anything that council could share on social media or anything like that? That would be really helpful to get the word out. And then last question, have you considered any sort of drone photography to get a picture of the event so that we have a something to compare to another famous photo of a large event?
Okay, those are great questions. The color of the ribbon, I am guessing, is red, but I can verify.
No, actually,
it's not. It's okay.
I was just, okay. It's actually going to be white, oh. And because of the artwork that we used, it was a white ribbon.
Uh-oh.
And so it will have the city logo on it, and we'll have a bow on it, so I know it will be white.
Thank you, Rachel. Mm-hmm. I think the easiest thing for council to do as far as sharing messaging is we will be posting on the city Facebook page, and I think we're going to have more posts per week as we get closer. So we started off with 1 to 2, and by now we should be up to 2 to 3 a week. So if you want to just share what we're posting on social media, that would be the easiest. And then drone photography, we have not hired somebody to do that, but there is a neighbor who sometimes shares his drone photography with us. So,
also in regards to photography, we have an arrangement where we with the apartment building. So for another event, we went up to the top of the apartment building. We were able to get some really good shots. Yeah.
Other questions? Thank you. Ms. Verney, you had something to add.
excuse me, just on this. I'm just, as Ms. Pottier mentioned, I am so excited that this is finally going to happen. I remember the stakes in the ground. I remember working with all the consultants and everyone in the community and all the feedback. I'm just so, I can't believe it's here. So very excited. Thank you. Thank you for everything you've done. Really appreciate it. And thank you for all of your support to get this project done. It's taken all of us to be a team and move forward over about 10 years of time that it took from the day we started planning for the land. So,
thank you. Now, Ms. Verney, you said you had something to add.
Oh, yeah, just briefly. Because Ms. Anderson was gone at the end of our last study session, we have a request to look at endorsing 1631, which is the climate action initiative on the ballot this fall. And we all discussed it and came up with a tie. And so the proposal I have is for us to hold a public hearing on it so we can hear both pro and con from the audience, from our residents. And then after that time, we'll decide as a council how we want to move forward with it. So we were split 3-3 on whether or not to hold this public hearing. So I wanted to get your input in a public meeting on what you thought of that idea.
So while I support a citizens initiative, it makes me a little uncomfortable to have a broad participation in a public campaign. The reasoning because being that the underlying legislation is incredibly complicated, and I would really like to hear what people have to say. I think it might be something to consider after the election, if we could host something like a neighborhood conversation to be able to talk about what it would mean in terms of policy implication if it passes or doesn't pass for the city, and how the city could support such an initiative, something similar at the city level.
Okay, I just wanted to let you know that Kathy Beam did take a look at it and did support where we were on things, so that she felt that part was supported. But I understand what you're saying. Mr. Fields?
So when you presented it at the study session, my first reaction was that we would become this ad hoc sort of consideration. And I agree with the sentiments that Councilmember Anderson just described. I do think that it's a complex issue. However, after thinking about it, if the council decided on a very disciplined and routine basis that we would have a study session on all of the initiatives that are on the ballot, I think that's something to consider in the future, as opposed to just sort of picking and choosing. I don't think it's wrong that a city council would weigh in on initiatives that impact their city, either directly or indirectly, but picking and choosing sort of lacks that credibility and maybe even possibly fairness. So in the future, or even in this election cycle, if the council wanted to take up all of the initiatives, all four of them that are on the ballot, I probably could find a way to support that.
Okay, thank you. That's all.
And I had one thing. This is breaking news because we've been following this for some time. It's been called the Boise decision, and the city of Boise had an anti-camping ordinance, which by agreement with the federal court they held and said, if there is no place, if there are no shelters available, then we will not arrest people. But if there are shelters available, it's possible to enforce it. Federal court today decided that simply wasn't quite enough, that in fact, if there might be openings at shelters, but for an individual homeless person, they may not qualify. It may be a male, and there's something at a female shelter, for example, or he's a drug addict, and it's a high minimum type of thing. So I guess we're going to be seeing this in the future again. I don't know that we have to change the rule, but only how we make sure that we administer it correctly within the within the order, the federal order.
Oh, well, thanks for that update. That's interesting. Thank you. All right. I'm done now.
Anything else? We're adjourned.
Okay, maybe not.